When in doubt, just always remember this. When people spend more money, they actually automatically perceive the thing as higher value. Remember last lecture we talked about perceived value? And I said that really when it comes down to it, to making money, half of making money is just this term. It's just the perceived value. It's just making them believe like the thing that is there is actually valuable. And the other half of making money is actually making something of value. So it's like you need to do both. You need to genuinely make like an objectively valuable thing, but specifically you need to market it like it is valuable. When you have a higher price, the perceived value shoots through. Adonis School could have been $5 a month. Could have been, right? Now, would you have been as active if you paid $5 a month? Imagine you paid $5 instead of like the $500 upfront and $99 a month. Really think about that for a second. Would you have been so active in the community? Would you have taken the courses and thought that they were valuable? Discord server. Exactly. You would have treated it like a Discord server. You join once, start coping, see that there's more people, and then you just pretty much would probably never join again, right? Even the courses as well. The courses would have been the exact same thing, right? My courses, when I was selling them individually, they were very expensive, $497, $997. What if I just made them $15 to make all the little brokies on the internet happy? You know, because when I release them at this price, some people complain, right? Oh, this scam is too expensive. Okay. So I'll listen to you. I'll make it $15. What's going to happen now when a potential YouTuber buys the course and they buy it for $15 instead of $997? Now, they're not exactly tasting the wine in this sense, but in terms of using it to get results, who's going to get more results? The YouTuber who buys it for $997 or the YouTuber who buys it for $15? It's the exact same product. Can you see how there would literally be a difference in how much like results your customers get just because of the price of the product? How crazy is that? If you make your product cheaper, you are literally lowering their results. So there's some guys who are doing coaching here. That's where you hop onto a video call and you just like give advice. And I see a bunch of young guys charge like $10. Or with the communities. So that's like what we've got here. We've got a private community in Adonis School. I see some guys set up their own community. I told them like, okay, this is the best pricing model. It's like $500 up front and then $99 a month after that. And some guys still start it at like $150, like flat fee or something, or like, you know, $27 a month. By underpricing yourself, you're literally lowering your customers' results because they care less. They like it less. Not only their real world results, but actually the value they think they're getting from your product. Because it's just the three wine bottles. Now, you don't need to change anything else. But if you've got a cheaper price, you're literally making less money. Your customer is going to use it less, which means that they actually get like helped less from you. And they think that your product is worse. How interesting is that? So most people, most beginner entrepreneurs, they compete on price. This is like a level one entrepreneur. And this might be where you're at. Level one entrepreneur. You compete on price. Now, this can work for some big industries. Like, for example, in a, let's say, supermarkets, they'll be competing on price. In the UK, we have Asda, we have Sainsbury's, Tesco. They're selling the same products, aren't they? They're both selling like the same kind of water bottle. So they need to compete on price and say like, yep, see, ours is 73p. And you know that if you go to a different store, theirs is like £1, see? Now they need to, but we don't. Because competing on price, especially like the kind of businesses I can imagine that we're getting onto, is a very bad idea. For an example would be, let's say for me, right? I see Tate's program. How much was Hustlers University? It was like $47, right? $47 a month. Sonico makes his. How much was his? $47 a month. Oh, so a level one entrepreneur would have looked at these, or let's say $49. What would have a level one entrepreneur did? He looked at these. What would he have done? What would like your dad as a businessman done? Yep. He would have looked at them and then just said, oh, yeah, we'll make it less. Yeah, here we are.